Partner.
Today's edition of The Sports Guys is brought to you by Arctic Storage. You've got it. We'll store it.
Welcome back to The Sports Guys here on a Saturday morning. So thankful that you could join us. And we're thankful for being joined by Steve Garrity, one-time Seawolf great. And now he's putting on hoop camps around the country and traveling around and preaching the good word of basketball.
That is right, and he's got one coming up here at next weekend here in Anchorage over at the O'Malley Sports and Ice Center right in that area. I forget what they technically call all of those buildings now, you know the drill.
Well, suffice it to say, they've got basketball hoops, sir.
That's right.
All right, and nice Steve setup. Garrity will be there. And Steve Garrity is with us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. It's great to be with you guys. I am honored to be with Kurt and Matthew, talking to the sports guys. This is just like one of the biggest honors I've had all morning.
Wow. I'm quite flustered here.
I'm going to pull up my boots here for just a second, and then we'll start talking about that. Before we talk about hoop camp, let's give a little background here. Now, you were here at UAA in what years?
Oh, I don't even remember. It was a long time. It was the early 90s.
Okay.
And I was recruited up there by Ron A. Baglin. In fact, I was getting ready to sign with Texas A&M and Coach Kermit Davis. And Ron brought me up for the shootout.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love with the shootout. He actually just left and ended up going to Weber State, had a wonderful career there. And Harry Larrabee took over and played there. And I just absolutely loved my time as a Seawolf and there in Anchorage, and I consider that still home to me.
What was your career highlight? What does, as far as being on the court, you know, maybe hiking Flat Top or going out to the bush might have been a pretty cool thing, but as far as on the court at the what they used to call the UAA Sports Center, is now the Wells Fargo Sports Complex, what was the highlight?
You know, my memory is horrible. I had a lot of wonderful highlights. I remember a couple things. One, I remember before every game and every practice, I swept the floor. That helped me get loose. So that I remember that. And I think probably one of my biggest memories is that we had a team that was incredibly scattered and diverse and very different. But on the floor, we were tight, tight brothers. And it was just absolutely amazing how we came together as a team where the sum of the parts were greater than the individuals. And that's a part that I remember the most. And guys, I tell you, it's the part that I miss even today. I miss it terribly.
Drop a name or two, okay? Some of those teammates that were awesome.
You know, there was a guy named Andre Price from Queens. And I loved playing with Andre. Andre was a lot of fun to play with. He was just an unselfish guy. Justin Kamek reminded me of Steve Kerr, great shooter, and had his position to play. Theo Mayhew was another post with me, and it was an athletic guy and did a lot of great things. All the guys were just wonderful. Shane Southwick, still there in Anchorage, or I mean Palmer. Ended up staying there, and he was a good teammate, and actually was spending a little bit of time with him last summer when we came up for the last basketball camp that we had there.
I was wondering, Steve, when you took that love of basketball, love of the game, and decided to pour it into this venture, the hoop camp idea created back in 94, what kind of brought you to that idea, and mm-hmm. what kind of laid the groundwork?
Yeah, so when I left UAA, I had a very uneventful and short professional career. I went off. The Portland Trail Blazers actually called me when I was in Anchorage, invited me to participate in their summer leagues, and got cut, but ended up having a little bit of a career in Europe, and that was great. But, you know, through my travels, I always realized how grateful I was, thankful that I had a healthy mind and body, grateful, you know, I wouldn't have been a basketball player had I not been 6'6". You know, I was blessed with some ability there. And you know, as I got around some of these athletes, played with amazing athletes, but when I was playing professionally, and certainly it was with the Blazers for a short time, playing with some of the best athletes in the world. Many of them had a good work ethic. Some of them had an average work ethic. Some of them took a lot of it for granted. And I just thought how blessed I was. And I always would ask myself, why was I born the way I was born and someone else was born the way they were born? And so I just felt obligated. And those with special needs always attracted me. I was always drawn to them. I always had friends that had special needs. There's just very little activity for them. You know, they have activities through school. The Special Olympics is a wonderful program and certainly is incredibly strong in Anchorage, much stronger than many other cities. And there's just a need for more activities. So I just started doing a camp, and it started out 1 year at a time, and I look at it now. It's been 26 years, and we're in multiple places. We're reaching out. We're even doing some football events. We got a football clinic set up with the University of Utah the football program there, and same thing here at Portland State and going to other places as well. So I just feel obligated. You know, we all have to do something, and that's my thing.
It's such a monumental sports day here in Alaska with the 3A and 4A championship games being played later today in basketball. That arena is going to have a bunch of people in it. What kind of, what's your message to the kids, or even you mentioned being all ages, all are invited to camp next weekend. Yeah. Kind of your message to them about let's keep it going. Let's keep basketball in our lives for at least another weekend.
Well, you know, I had a clinic with the Oregon State men's basketball program. And I pulled the coaches aside, and I pulled the players aside. We all have to kind of go back. Think about when you were 18, 19, 20, 22. Probably didn't have the best perspective in the world. And certainly in a very competitive environment like that, whatever it's in, it's easy to think, man, I just wish I was a little taller. I wish I was a little stronger. I wish I was a little faster. You know, I wish the coaches treated me better. I'm not getting a fair shake. I should be starting. You know, those kinds of things. And that's natural, especially when you're a competitor. And as I talk to these groups beforehand, and I'm going to have the same discussion with the guys from UAA that are going to come help me, is that it puts things in perspective. Today, you're going to have a team that wins. You're going to have a couple teams that loses. And those guys that lose might feel pretty bad about themselves and feel like they're ripped off and think maybe the referees didn't do a good enough job or the coach called the wrong play or, you know, those kinds of things that we just do as armchair quarterbacks. But you get around these individuals that have special needs. And what I mean by special needs, those that have a full spectrum of autism, those that may have Down syndrome and fetal alcohol syndrome and Asperger's and so forth, it really gives you pause. And what I tell these players to be thankful and grateful for the blessings that you have while you have them. Because tomorrow it may be me that's got special needs that's going to be participating in these kinds of events. And I think it just kind of gives us pause to put things into perspective, to realize it's not all about me, and I've got it pretty good. And where much is given, much is required. I know it's a cliche, but it can't be a truer cliche that's ever been said, and to get involved. One of the really unique things about our foundation and the events we do, they are unified events, which means those people that do not have special needs are invited to come and participate as well, of all ages. Here in Portland, I have a Thursday night special needs basketball clinic that goes on every Thursday night. I actually participate as a unified camper. I come in, I play with everybody, and I have a great time. It's some of the funnest basketball I've ever had. So those that may be listening and those that are involved in the tournament, it's not over. We've got another one next week on the 30th and 31st. You're invited to come as well. They can register and just participate like with our special needs athletes.
I'm looking at a picture right now of Kelly Thompson. And I'm thinking, okay, if you're going to include Kelly Thompson, you know, what does that old Groucho Marx thing? I never want to be a part of an organization that would have me as a member. No, yeah. Kelly's wonderful. Actually, Kelly was instrumental in getting all of us together here on the radio, so I appreciate that. We're talking with Steve Garrity, former UAA Seawolf basketball great, and now the guy who heads up Hoop Camp. It's coming up next weekend. Steve, tell me, when does the moment occur when you get that warm, fuzzy feeling when you look at a camper and you get that look or maybe that smile or what is it? Where do you get your intense satisfaction in knowing, you know what, this is really worthwhile?
You know, to be frank, between us girls here, I fight back emotion constantly throughout our events. There's a ton of work that takes place. I think one of the things that help us is that, you know, we're a nonprofit foundation, but we're all volunteers. We have no paid staff. And so everyone that's involved, our hearts are really in the right place. Last year, I gave a trophy away to one of my athletes, and I was overwhelmed. He hugged me, and he just wouldn't let go. And there was a moment there, there were some TV stations there, and they were filming it. And those moments like that are some of the best moments in my life, better than any championship, to be able to spend time, intimate moment with a player like that. You know, each participant, each player that comes has a unique story and a unique journey. Based on their special needs and the disability that they have. And as you get to know them, there's a passion there. Years and years ago, I changed this mindset, and this is one of the things that we're also trying to do, is that this individual is not my special needs friend. He's just my friend. She's just my friend. Mm-hmm. And so part of this theme of inclusion and unification and acceptance is what makes this event so amazingly wonderful. Everyone is busy, and I get that a lot. Oh, I'm busy. Maybe next year I'll do it this. And I've got a category for all you people out there that are those people. And you are called my someday friend because you're the people that keep telling me, oh, yeah, someday I'm going to do that when life gets when life slows down a little bit. And the problem is it never happens. And one of the things that I've discovered in life, if you want to get something done, find someone who is busy, because busy people get things done. And as I've reached out and sought help and so forth, I got people that are really busy, and I know it. And I usually start out with that statement. I always tell them, sports guys, I know you're busy, but the reason I'm calling you guys is because busy people get things done, and I need your help. Let's lock arms, and let's move forward, and let's make a difference.
Steve,
it's been just a wonderful blessing.
It might not be the most important part of a Hoop Camp experience, but I just wonder from a basketball standpoint, kind of what are kind of the one or two tenets that you make sure to really teach people when they're there for 2 days?
Yeah, so a couple things. I'm hard on these guys and gals. I don't use kid gloves.
Yeah, well, so you're 6'6", and I'm sure I can see you posting up one of those guys or gals.
Absolutely. I think I probably have the record at UAA for technical fouls, and I'm not sure that's the
subject
to have. But there's some intensity there. You know, we have athletes of all abilities, and some are very intense and can play at a high level. I've had two athletes that can actually dunk a basketball, and which is great. The participants that come, so everyone knows, they start from about 5 or 6 years of age on lower hoops. My oldest participant has been 73.
Wow.
Here in Portland, I get about 250 that come regularly to our events. And the bulk of them are really between probably 22 and 50 years of age. But, you know, all are invited. And it's wonderful to see the success that each individual has, no matter what level there are. And what's beautiful about it is it's amazing as you just let this community go and play on their own, how much they share the ball and how they want to make sure everyone has success. And those are the things that we try to teach. And I think probably the bigger moment is for those that come in and volunteer. Last year, we had a young group of volunteers, young kids, 14, 15, which is unusual because they usually don't have the skill to do that. And a local guy there, a good friend of mine, Jeff Lentfer, was instrumental in helping with these guys that came in. His son was one of them. And they were absolutely amazing. I think it has changed their lives. I've had three or four of them reach out to me. When is this camp coming? We want to make sure and be there to volunteer again. And that's coming from kids at 15 and 16 years old that normally would be thinking of other things.
Mm-hmm.
But already after one time, they're thinking, hey, how can I come back and be a part of this thing again? And that's what really gives me goosebumps and know that we're really making a big difference out there.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, we're out of time with you, Steve, but we'd like to have you have an opportunity to give the nuts and bolts. And again, it's a week to go before the campus. So if folks are interested, if they'd like to help out, if they'd like to participate, how can they go about that?
Hey, get involved. First of all, I'm going to give you my phone number, and the best number to reach me is 503-875-8281. 875-8281. That's area code 503 here in Portland. The website, very simple, www.hoop.camp. That's it, hoop.camp. You can register online. We have lots of space for people to register as a unified athlete or a special needs athlete. Getting the word out through the special needs community is very difficult and challenging because of the special needs that exist there. So if you know someone that has special needs, please reach out to them, invite them to come. It's a wonderful event. And if you want to participate as a coach, as a volunteer, as a donor, or a unified athlete, just contact me. Everything is there on the website, hoop.camp. Guys, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you having me. I love Anchorage, and I look forward to seeing you guys up there March 30th and 31st. It's going to be a Saturday and Sunday, and if you can only come one day, come one day. Love to have you.
Steve, sounds good.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you so much, and we'll talk with you when you get to town here this coming week.
Hey, you guys are the best. I love you guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good one.
All right. Steve Garrity joining us and talking about Hoop Camp. Again, that's hoop.camp.com. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have UIA Athletic Director Greg Myford in studio. I'm Kurt Heider.
I'm Matt Nevila.
We are the Sports Guys. Be right back.
Okay, it's a car. It's a car. It's